Hello, happy Monday, guys. Hope everyone is geared up for an amazing week of being an independent dealer. Something really, really surprising to me. I don't have a state association that is active, Luke. I've tried. I want to get active. I want to help out. I want to be involved. And I've reached out to the guys that are in charge of it. And he's kind of like, well, you know, we tried to have a convention. We tried to have get-togethers, but none of the independent dealers care. What's going on, man?
Well, unfortunately, that's such a shame. And there are, the majority of states are like that. Unfortunately, there's several really good states associations. And I'm not going to name them because I don't want to make anybody mad here. But you've got to be involved. You can't complain about situations if you're not involved in those situations to try to improve them. I see so many dealers at the auction walk up to me. And they'll just complain and complain and complain about a regulation that was passed in their house, right? And that affects them. Mm-hmm. And I'll go, well, hey, did you come to that legislation day we had? Mm-hmm. Well, no. Well, you're a member of the state association? Well, no. Well, did you give any money to the state PAC or the national PAC to try to make sure this stuff didn't happen? Well, no. I'm like, then you can't complain, right?
Right. Yeah, are you even just giving your time? Yeah. Just give your time and attention to them. Show up to the meetings, get involved, volunteer to do something. I mean, that's the minimum you can do. If you think you're the smallest little dealer and you're selling 10 a month and all you are going to be is just a victim of legislation, I mean, you can...
That's so unfortunate that people don't do that because it takes so little time. And most states, Jeff, and this will blow your mind, it actually would pay you to be a member because you get a ton of auction credits. You get free education in a lot of places. Mm. You get the chance to do all these type things. I just don't understand why you wouldn't be.
Yeah, and you get a resource and you get forms, material, advice. You can call a lot of the folks and ask them specific questions if you're doing it right, how to do this, that, or the other. Not to mention the networking. You know, you want to get together with dealers. I'm sure you know the guys in your city because you're at the auction the same weeks. And whether you're friends or not, who knows? But I just don't think you can be an ostrich and stick your head in the sand.
Yeah,
and I don't think it works.
Yeah. And one of the big reasons I guess we bring this up this week is because we have a guest coming up on Thursday and Gordon Tomolin. And he and a lot of other dealers, I think he said 230 dealers, are up on Capitol Hill discussing these things, really looking out for us dealers. And that can't be overlooked at how much work so many dealers are putting in for all of us out there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. 230 of the 200,000 independents or whatever the number is, you know?
I think it's more like 17,000, but a lot.
Yeah, 17,000. Yes. Yeah, so stay tuned for Thursday's episode. We're going to speak with Gordon. You're going to love it. You're going to get educated. Hope everybody has an amazing week.